Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and it's time for another lesson about life in the sandbox that we all share because Ron Price is here, the author of the Play Nice in Your Sandbox series of books. Ron, welcome back to KSJE.
Good to see you, Scott. Good to be with you. I enjoy these Wednesdays.
Me too.
Yeah.
Get to slow down and sit back and learn something.
You know, and we ought to record the off-air comments, the exchanges that we have together. Although, maybe not.
No, I don't think so. But that's okay.
They're fun. Yeah.
That's right. But today we're talking a little bit about health.
Yeah.
All right?
Relationship health, obviously, but personal health.
Excuse me just a moment.
Uh-oh.
I did a sleep study the other day, and I'm still tired from it. Okay. That was a little act, but it is true. I did a sleep study the other day. I think I sleep plenty of hours, but I wake up sometimes like I'm still tired. I haven't slept. So I went to the doctor and said, you know, hey, what do you think? Should we do a sleep study? Scott, have you ever done a sleep study?
I have not. I know people who have.
They're an experience.
I bet.
They're an experience.
Right.
And I haven't gotten the results back yet.
Okay.
But healthy relationships require healthy participants in those relationships. And again, we talk a lot about personal and family relationships, but this applies at work as well. If teammates at work are struggling with their health, they're going to be struggling with their performance. That should be a duh comment. But so often we take our health for granted. We don't pay enough attention to it. And then we wonder why our relationships are struggling. So just wanted to bring that word. And again, sleep is... Oh, Scott, do you sleep well? I'll put you on the spot again.
You know, most of the times I think I do.
Okay.
You know, I think I always enjoy more than I think I get, but I think we do all that. We do that a lot when we're, you know, stay up maybe too late and get up maybe too early.
Mm-hmm.
And so just coming off of a nice holiday break, I enjoyed, a lot of more sleep than I usually get. So
okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again.
Now we're out of time. Sorry about that long answer.
Stop it. We are so good at burning the candle at both ends. I think we still use that expression. And again, I'm gonna make an opinion here, so don't send Scott nasty letters. But I think it's a huge mistake that millions of Americans make is they watch the news, the late night news, turn off the TV, and go to try to sleep. Scott, what's in your mind when you do that, when you're lying down trying to get some rest? You've just watched the late night news.
Right.
I'll give you another hint.
Well, I'm maybe not a good person to ask because I haven't watched the news in probably about 17 years. But that's another story.
You know, there used to be a newscaster several years ago. And yeah, since he got off the air, news isn't worth watching.
But I think when you do watch programming like that, especially on television, right, or looking at your phone or whatever, I think it gets you kind of riled up and you're concerned about the, whether it's world events or politics or you know, all these things that kind of push your buttons. I think that could be a problem to try to get your brain to settle down and get you ready for a restful night's sleep.
You're absolutely right, Scott. And even watching TV, when you watch TV, do it with your eyes closed just for a moment. And see how often the scene changes. And your light, your eyes will get enough light. You'll see they purposely do that. They change the scenes rapidly. That messes with your mind. It messes with your brain. A lot of research on that. Don't take my word for it. I'm not the expert in the field. But there's a reason that our society is so emotionally challenged these days. Why people snap so readily and why we take it out on each other. Sometimes. So just want to encourage, make sure you're sleeping well. And if you're not, if somebody tells you you're snoring, I found out in this sleep study that I snore. I didn't know that. I stayed up all night one night trying to see if I snored, and I didn't. So I figured
You're fine.
I didn't. And my wife is too nice to tell me, I guess. Or maybe she sleeps so soundly she doesn't notice either. But I snore, and I'm waiting for the results. I don't think I have sleep apnea, but if I do, you know what? I'm going to get a CPAP machine. And I've heard horror stories. But, oh, I don't like it. You know what? If it's going to help me sleep, I'm going to do it. And I'm not a health superstar, don't get me wrong. But I think we undervalue, I should say, our health. And that's going to impact the health of our relationship. So our tip for the day, watch your health, and you know how to do it. You've heard drink lots of water, exercise, get fresh air, sunshine. We know how to be healthy. The question is, are we doing it?
Good point.
Hope
very,
so.
Very good point. And eating better.
Eating better. Oh, thank all you. Those things, I leave that one out.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. All those things really important. Yep. So, all right. Very good. We're going to sleep on this, and we'll discuss it more next week.
All right.
How's that?
That was a good segue. I like
that. All right. All right. Very good. Ron Price is with me.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.